Her ex-husband cut off her cash.
I filed a case to take him back to court to pay me.
Because she's with another man.
He's now responsible for all three of my kids. You are.
You've been with him 4 years. He should be responsible for something. I shouldn't to pay.
Is he a deadbeat dad?
The issue is not the support of my children, that I take good care of my children.
Or a jealous father.
You were annoyed giving her money while she was living with somebody else.
Judge Judy.
You got your head screwed on all wrong.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlein. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is her courtroom. This is Judge Judy.
35-year-old Arturo Boykin Sr. is suing his ex-wife, 34-year-old healthcare claims processor Robin Boykins, for two unpaid loans. Robin says Arturo doesn't pay child support.
Order, all rise. Quiet in the courtroom. All rise. Thank you. Your Honor, case number 447 on calendar, the matter of Boykins versus Boykins.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Parties have been sworn in, Judge. You may be seated.
Mr. Boykins, the defendant is your former wife.
Yes, ma'am.
How many years were you married?
I was married over 10 years, but we was together 17.
And you have children together?
Three.
How old are they?
Two 11-year-olds and one 17-year-old.
And who do the children live with?
The mom.
When were you divorced?
January 15th of 2000.
After the divorce, your wife borrowed $1,500 from you?
Yes.
And she signed a note for the $1,500?
Yes.
You have a copy of that note?
Yes, ma'am.
And she hasn't paid you back?
No, she hasn't.
Can I see the note, please?
Yes, ma'am.
When did she sign this note?
On the day that I gave her the money, $500. I met her in Rialto at a gas station right off the freeway.
When did you give her the $1,000?
It was like months before that because she had to move because she was trying to get away from her other baby's father. She was moving She was moving to another residence.
So she needed money at that time?
Yes.
Okay. Mrs. Boykin says that one of the reasons she was so desperate for money is because you are behind in your child support.
No, I'm not. I take good care of my children. I also got an audio tape. So she pages me and letting me know how I take good care of my children, as well as receipts saying that I take care of my children as far as birthdays, holidays.
No, just a second. No birthdays and holidays. I'm not interested in birthdays and holidays. Well, I'm interested in it. Okay. Do you have a copy of your judgment of divorce?
Yes, I do.
I'd like to see it, please. All right. You have a child support order for $200 a month?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you supposed to pay that money directly to the defendant, or do you pay it through the court?
No, directly to the defendant.
All right. And is it your statement that you are current in your child support payments?
Yes, ma'am.
Of $200 each month on the 15th of each month? You have
but
proof of that?
As the time when this was said, all three children lived with her. And then my son, he came to live with me.
I'm talking about up until this time.
Yes, ma'am.
We're talking about until this time, January 12th, 2001, you were current in your child support payments?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And you say he was not?
No, he was not.
Well, show me.
Your Honor, out of desperation, asking him to pay child support and he wouldn't pay me, I went ahead and while I was off work for caring for our sick child that he doesn't even acknowledge was sick, I went ahead and I filed a case to take him back to court to pay me. On the date that I showed up for court, him and his attorney was present, and at that time, they got a continuance until March 11th. At
Which
that
didn't
time,
show let, me see, for the court date?
Just, let me see the papers that you filed in court.
On that same day, when I left the court, I went across the street to the DA's office and I decided to open a case. The DA gave me my printout. I was honest with them. I did tell them the date he stopped paying, and from that point on, that's what he owes as of today.
It says here, sir, you owe $4,732.67.
No, ma'am.
According to the petition that the defendant filed, you had not paid child support since July of 2000. She was also asking for a modification of that order from $200 a month, which is really no support at all.
Why? Because the children comes live with their father as well as periods of 3 months, a month. You know,
That's
I keep the kids you know, maybe 55% of the time.
Then why didn't your attorney go forward with the case?
We stay in court as far as me filing my petitions against her, and it's not been resolved. You know, it's not...
What I'm asking you, Mr. Boykins...
That paperwork is not actually fact and true.
You have any proof that you paid her, pursuant to your judgment of divorce, $200 on the 15th of each month after July of 2000?
No,
ma'am. From July of 2000 till January of 2001. You recognize that that was her defense. So I assume that you gave her money order or a check each month for the child support.
No, I give her straight cash. She don't want money order. She don't want...
That's not true.
Yes, it is true, and you know it's true.
I want to ask you something else, Mr. Boykins. What kind of work do you do?
I'm disabled right now.
What's the nature of your disability?
I had two strokes.
You did?
Yes, ma'am.
Where did you get the lawyer from that you went to for court?
I sold my vehicle and got a lawyer because some fake charges was brought against me of child abuse against Ms. Boykins, which was cleared up. And
I'm asking you where you got the money from to pay the lawyer.
I sold my car.
And how much did you get for it?
I got $9,000 for it.
Well, if you got $9,000 for it, why didn't you give some of that money for the support of your children?
I do. As you see,
as you see in the
evidence that I just gave you, I loaned her $1,000, then I gave her $500. If I was on her child support, why would she write me a letter stating that she's going to pay my money back if I owe it to her?
Let's see why. Did you ask her to sign a note?
If I'm going to give her this money, yes.
Okay. Did you tell her the only way you would give her the money is if she signed the note?
No.
But you told her to keep track of everything that you gave her?
Yes.
I assume that you did the same thing for the child support?
No, because I just give her straight cash.
No, he didn't.
This was a loan for her to move to another vehicle, or it was another loan to pay her car note as well as provide food in her home with her other baby father, as well as his other kid lived there and whoever else lived there.
He's not responsible for all three of my kids. You are.
Well, he's been with him 4 years. He should be responsible for something. I shouldn't have to pay.
He's only responsible for his children. You have two 11-year-olds and a 17-year-old.
Right, and I take care of them.
Show me.
This is evidence of everything. And this is another receipt just for how I paid her rent last month.
You didn't pay my rent last month.
Well, I paid half of it and the late fees. I'm showing that I pay and receipts for everything that I do.
I wouldn't need the money. I have to ask him for everything that I need. When I asked him for that money that you see right before you for the $325, he wasn't able to bring it to me on the date. On the 3rd, I called and asked for it again. He instructed me to go to his baby's mama's house to get the money because that's the way he had it. And I'm thinking, well, if I can go to her house and get money, that means that her kids by him are being taken care of.
I have also an audio tape of her saying she called my pager and let me know the issue is not the support of my children, that I take good care of my children.
Why are you saying you take good care of your children, sir, because you buy them clothes?
No, I buy them everything that they need. I take care of school. I watch them. I help them do my homework.
That's fine.
Projects. I do
that's
everything.
Good. All I'm asking you about is child support.
I'm telling you child support.
No, you're not, Mr. Boykins.
I give her money, plenty money. I give her plenty money.
Well, that's
every
what
time.
I want to know, sir.
Anything that arises, I give her money for. Any bills that comes up, I give her money
that's
for.
That's not true.
Just
yes,
a second.
It is true.
That's a question of control, Mr. Boykins. That means she has to come to you and ask you for money.
No, she's coming asking for money because she's just a money hunter. She's a money hunter.
No.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Arturo Boykins Sr. says ex-wife Robin Boykins owes for two unpaid loans. Robin says Arturo will get his money when he starts paying child support.
If you were paying her $2,000 a month for the support of three big children, I would say you're absolutely right. Your order is for $200 a month.
No,
for three
she
children.
Made this order. She the one put it
he
down on paper.
He signed it.
She made the order. She put it down on paperwork saying that's what I got to do because I do so much for my children. She the one made this, not
that,
the court. Nobody decided nothing. She decided that's what I give her.
This is a judgment of divorce.
Yes, ma'am.
Judgment of divorce is signed off by a judge.
Yes.
The court order is for $200 a month.
Yes.
Not she did it. The court did it. You may have agreed to it.
We agreed to $200 a month.
And all I'm asking you is to show me. You got a whole lot of receipts here, sir.
I just showed you a receipt. I just gave her $325 for the rent.
All I'm asking... Hey.
That's showing
I'm
you.
I'm asking
that is
you,
showing you
to
I'm
show
I'm
me $200 a month on the 15th of every month to cover the children's share of the rent, the children's share of the utilities, the children's share of the food in the house, at least part of it. It's not going to cover all of it, but part of it, because that's your support obligation. The rest of this you do because you're a good father. This you do because you're ordered to do that, so she knows she has a minimum of $200 coming in every month to help defray some of the set bills. Now, you got all these receipts, and all I'm asking you for, sir, is whether or not you have receipts showing me that you paid from July of 2000 to January of 2001 your $200 a month.
No, I don't.
That's all I want to know. So this is what I'm going to do with your lawsuit, sir. I'm holding it in abeyance. You're due back in court when on this child support hearing?
March 13th.
Fine.
March 11th.
Don't get there late, sir. She says it's March
11th. I don't. She don't even show up.
She says it's
She don't show up, so I don't worry about it.
If I didn't show up for court, there wouldn't be any documents.
Well, I got to do well. We didn't show up for the family court service. Did you?
Did you show up for court, sir, with your lawyer?
Yes, I did.
You're not paying attention to me. Did you show up for court with a lawyer on the last court date?
Yes, I did.
When the matter was on, and did you ask for an adjournment?
Yes.
That was my question.
But I didn't receive her request in time when I got to the courts.
You asked for an adjournment?
Yes.
That's all I wanted to know. And they gave you an adjournment for several months away. Is that right?
Yes.
From the last court date until today, have you given her $200 each month?
Yes.
Did your lawyer at that time tell you, listen, she says you're not paying child support, so you better document and get a receipt from her each time you give her the $200 a month? That's what any good lawyer would say, especially a lawyer that you paid all that money to. Don't rely, if you're giving her cash money, you better get a receipt. Didn't your lawyer tell you that?
No, he didn't.
Oh.
He wasn't giving me cash.
Just a second. I don't believe him. I know what's happening. He takes the kids shopping, he buys them sneakers, he'll take them shopping, he'll buy them clothes. He's annoyed that you're living with another man,
oh,
or
no,
that you
I'm
were
not.
Were living with somebody
I
else. And he says, I'm speaking.
Why should
I'm
I be
speaking.
Annoyed?
And he says, I'll buy things for my kids, but I'm not paying for any part of the rent
I'll buy
that's going
for her
over.
Kids. Her son.
I'm speaking.
I don't want her.
I didn't say that you wanted her, sir.
You're
just all over the wall.
Yeah.
Why don't you just pay attention?
Yeah, but I
don't
want
her. The syndrome is very easy,
I
sir.
Can have her
you don't
want
to pay
want.
For rent
no,
on a house
cannot.
Where another man is living
just
with
make
his
me
children.
You just finna meet me at the Mosey last week. Called you on the phone.
Mr.
Yeah,
Boykins.
I meet you.
Mr. Boykins, you're not following me, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got your head screwed on all wrong because you don't even understand what I'm saying. What I'm saying to you, sir, is your syndrome is not dissimilar to thousands of other men that I've seen who don't have custody of their children. They say, I'll take my kids and buy them whatever they need. I'll buy them shoes, I'll buy them clothes, I'll take them to the movies, I'll buy them their knapsacks, I'll buy them their sporting equipment, but I'm not giving her cash money while she's living with somebody else so that she can pay
but
the rent
her
on
cash
somebody
money
else.
While she
show me.
I just showed you. I
no,
just
no, no.
$1,000. I just gave her $1,500.
You, I just,
I just gave her $350.
Just 1 second.
If she's with
is
another
what you're
man,
telling
if she's
me,
with another man, why
Mr.
am I giving
Boykins,
her this money?
Why don't you, you
because
know, we're not going to be successful,
to.
Sir, if you're trying to talk over me, because I
yes,
want to tell you something. I'm the one who has to make the decision,
but you
Mr.
can't
Boykins.
Make the assumption that I still want her because I don't want her.
I didn't say
I left
say,
her a long time ago.
Just a second, Mr. Boykins. I never said that. That's what's in your head.
No, it's not.
I never said you still wanted her, Mr. Thicko. I never said that. What I said is that you were annoyed giving her money while she was living with somebody else. Not because you wanted her, because you didn't want to feel as if you were putting food on the table for another man and for another man's child. That's different from wanting her. And why don't you just be quiet? You just said to me, if I don't give her money, what is this? I gave her $500 and I gave her $1,000. Isn't that what you just told
me?
Yes,
ma'am.
Perfect. Well, if that's the money that you gave her, then that's the money you don't get back. Goodbye.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
I'm kind of embarrassed that Arturo would bring me here to court owing child support and wanted me to pay him back.
It was unjust because, you know, I did loan her the money, but she should have gave me my money back.
He wants me to take money out of my children's household to pay him back for taking care of his own kids.
Well, they're not being deprived. You know, she works every day.
People get to see exactly what kind of man he is as far as child support is concerned.
Get a receipt for everything you do because women like that, you end up right here.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Mayo versus Fowler. Step forward, please.
21-year-old warehouse worker Amanda Mayo is suing her ex-boyfriend, 31-year-old warehouse worker Jeremy Fowler, for totaling her car and for an unpaid loan.
Miss Mayo, According to your complaint, you dated the defendant briefly while he was separated from his wife for a couple of months. In September of 2001, according to your complaint, you and the defendant were in your car. He was driving. He fell asleep at the wheel. The car was totaled. Your insurance company paid for a lot of it, but you had a $500 deductible, and you want him to pay the deductible.
Yep.
That happened in September of 2001, correct?
Yep.
But you continued to date him, and then, according to you, in November of 2001, you loaned him $500 for some proceeding that he had with his now separated wife. As soon as you lent him this $500, he went back to his wife. So you want $1,000.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
All right. Let's deal with the first part of your claim for the $500 for the car.
Okay.
Is there any question in your mind, Miss Mayo, that but for the fact that he went back to his wife, there wouldn't be an issue about this $500 deductible that you had for the car?
If he would have gave me the $500 for the loan, then I would never went after the $500 deductible.
Of course you wouldn't have, because he didn't give you the $500 deductible in September. He didn't give it to you in October. He didn't give it to you in November because he had to borrow money from you, according to you. So you never expected the $500 deductible. So we've just taken care of that part of your lawsuit. It's over, that $500. Now let's get to the other $500. Tell me what happened when he borrowed the $500
from
you.
That I loaned him on.
Tell me what happened. He said to you, you said to him.
He got served with child support papers, and I told him he needed a lawyer, and he's like, I don't have that money. I'm like, well, I'll loan you $500, and you can pay me $25 a week back.
So untrue.
He said, okay with that. So I loaned him the money. I took it out of my checking account by ATM, and I have the receipt. And then he decided he was going to go back to his wife, and I haven't.
How long after he took the $500 from you did he go back to his wife?
A couple weeks.
A couple of weeks. Did you ever hire a lawyer?
Yes, I did.
For what?
For divorce papers, filing for divorce.
You were filing for divorce?
Yes, I was.
Not child support proceedings?
No.
Were you ever served with child support proceedings in November of 2001?
Yes, ma'am.
Sure you were?
Yep.
So it was those proceedings that you needed a lawyer for?
Child support? No.
When you went to the lawyer, did you discuss the child support with him?
No.
You did not?
We discussed it, but my wife had filed with the state.
Yes.
Already for child support, and that's when I got the papers served for child support.
Yes. You didn't have a lawyer before that?
No. I had the lawyer for divorce hearings.
You were served with the papers for child support in November?
Yes.
Did you ever file papers for divorce?
Yes, I did.
You did?
Yes.
When?
I believe in October.
You didn't take the money, because you say it was a gift, until November?
Yes.
In November was when you got served with the support proceedings?
Yes.
So you hired a lawyer in October for divorce proceedings?
I went and had a meeting with the lawyer in October.
Yes.
We discussed the divorce.
Yes.
Proceedings. She wanted a retainer fee.
Right.
Before the divorce papers would start, anything would start with.
Right.
And then that's when I got the money from her.
You got the money a month later in November.
I never asked to borrow that money.
You got the money a month later in November after you were served with the support proceedings.
Yes.
Yes. You owe her $500. Pay her. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $500. Miss Mayo, be smart.
Yeah, I learned my lesson.
More than 50% of the time, married men go back to their wives.
Thank you.
Very smart.
Please excuse me. Step out.
He uses people, and then he goes back to his wife because of security.
I'm just glad to get our lives back on track.
Not to go with any married men, and be very careful who I choose.
Which one you go with?
Don't go for the quiet ones.